Okay, so we're on Daf Gimel tonight. Everybody with me? Okay, Megillah Daf Gimel. We're about five lines from the top. It says, "Va'amar Rav Yirmiyah." Okay, so the last thing we had was the Gemara and Cook and Rav Yirmiyah, and others say Rav Chiya Abba, because they had the shita on how far you have to be to still be considered samach to a krach, and that was k'mei chametan to tveri a mil. From the distance from chametan to tveri is 1 mil. Then Agav Orachah mentioned another statement of Yirmiyah in Tamer Reb Chiya Abba Mansapah. Now we have another statement of Yirmiyah, another say Reb Chiya Abba. But Amar Reb Yirmiyah b'Tamer Reb Chiya Abba for Gemshul Torah Unklus Agar Amaro b'Pi Reb Lezer v'Reb Yeshua. So the Targum is the Aramaic translation of the Torah was written by Unklus the convert, and he said it based on Reb Lezer v'Reb Yeshua. Reb Lezer v'Reb Yeshua we discussed in the past. There are bar pluktas, there are certain bar pluktas throughout Shas, they'll have Abaye and Rava, and you have Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. So Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, two bar pluktas throughout Shas. So Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, remember, they're the ones who carried Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai out of Yerushalayim. And then eventually Rabbi Yeshua ended up putting Reb Lezer in Chayrim. So it says that he wrote the Targum based on what Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua said. That's we're around six lines down on Gimel Amud Aleph, okay, page 5. It says Targum Shel Neviim. Then there's a different Aramaic. Well, I'll say translation in quotes because it's more than a translation. The Targum Shel Neviim, Yonatan ben Uziel Amaro. So the Tana Yonatan ben Uziel is the one who wrote the Targum on Neviim, the Neviim of the prophets. Like Yeshua, Shoftim, and Shmuel. He says, Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. So based on Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the only way I assume, now it comes out, we know that Yonatan ben Uziel was a Talmid of Hillel. Hillel lived around 80 BCE. So Chagai Zechariah Malachi lived several centuries earlier. So I assume he had a Masorah from this. The only way I would understand it. He says, Venizdaza Eretz Israel. Remember the Gemara says in Sukkah, we're on Gimel Amud Aleph around 10 lines down. Gimel Amud Aleph around 10 lines down. So he says, when his desire is Israel, Arba Mil Parsa, Arba Mil Parsa. So when he wrote it, all of Eretz Israel shook. Arba Mil Parsa, Arba Mil Parsa is like the area of Eretz Israel. He says, Yatztaba Koba Amra, a heavenly voice came out. And remember that the Gemara says, Mesech Sukkah, that remember that Hillel had 80 Talmidim, and the best of the Talmidim was Yonatan ben Uziel, and the least of the Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the least of the Talmidim. And when Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel would learn, if a bird would be traveling over him, the bird would get incinerated because of his learning. So he says here, so Yastaba Kova Amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, who has revealed my secrets to mortal man? In other words, he more than a translation. He says, Amad Yonatan ben Uziel Ragla, Ba'amar, so who stood up? He said, Aniyu. He says, I'm the one who revealed it. Why? I didn't do it out of kavod for myself, or the kavod of my father's house. I did it for kavod shemayim, which is the wonderful way to do all mitzvot. He says, so there wouldn't be more divisions in Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, the foresh ben kavod astumim. In other words, people have fights about what does this pasuk mean? What does the other pasuk mean? So that's why he wrote it, so everybody knows. Now, I should mention, if you look and open a Mikraot Gedolot, so they have a Targum, it's called Yonatan ben Uziel, if you look in the Chumash, you see the Gemara says that he didn't write a Targum on the Chumash. So they say it's just like it's another Targum, but not that he wrote it. It's just that they refer to it as Yonatan ben Uziel, not that he actually wrote that one. He says, Ba'od Bikesh, the Galot Targum Shoktubim. He wanted to reveal the Targum of the Ketuvim, Yatztaba Kova Amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Dayecha, enough. I'm like, Genug, in another language, in an Andersprach. Okay, Genug, enough. He says, My Taima, Mishum, did be Kates Mashiach. In other words, if you look, Sefer Daniel is a calculation when the Mashiach will come, but you have to know exactly what Daniel is saying. So he didn't want to write on the Ketuvim because that would reveal when the Mashiach would come. He says, it's interesting, the Malbim wrote a Perush on Sefer Daniel. I think the Malbim says the Mashiach was going to come in 1929, or something like that. I think the Malbim, I think he gives that date. So anyway, So it's not good to make cheshbonot. So he says here, in the case of Mashiach, so the Gemara says, the Targum Shel Torah Unklus Hagera Amaro. So let's go back. So you mean the Targum, which is the Aramaic translation of the Chumash, was written by Unklus Hagera. Now, Unklus Hagera, we said, was a student of Reb Lezer Rabbi Shua. Reb Lezer Rabbi Shua lived at the Churban Abayit. So Unklus could be, let's say, around the year 100. Let's say 100 CE for Unklus Hagera. So he wrote it. We have another member of Rabbi Kabravin says in the name of Rav Hanel, name of Rav, my defeat is Pasuk. And this Pasuk is talking about when Ezra comes back, you know, from the Galut Bavel. So he gathers everybody at the Shar Hamayim, which is one of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, Vayikru b'Sefer Torah Elokim Eforash. So he, Ezra, read from a Sefer Torah. It says, Vayikru. So the Masipt, they said that other people were listening to him, so it's as if they read it, but he was one, Ezra was the one who was reading it. So they grew a Sefer Torah came up for Rash, they read explicitly in the Torah, with some Seichel, means applying Seichel, like a word used in the Yiddish tool, so they're applying Seichel, like with you know, a sharp understanding, by Avinu b'mikra, and they understood the Pesukim, by, so now the Gemara darshan's the Pasuk, by grew a Sefer Torah Kim. The mikra. Instead, they read the Sefer Torah Kim, their first the psukim. Meforash, the targum. Clearly, and it was so it means that Ezra was reading in the time of Ezra, which is going back to the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, which is hundreds of years before Unklus lived. Ezra Sofer was reading the Chumash, and either he was translating or reading with an Aramaic translation with some Seichel, and then he was applying Seichel to it. Elu hapsukim. In other words, he's dividing it into psukim. He says, by Avinu b'mikra, he says, they understood the pasukim, elu piskei tamim. That's the trap. In other words, so he's reading it, and he's also using the trap. And he's at the center of pasuk. But amri lo, elu masoret. In other sense, it says, masoret would be the tradition of how the words are read. In other words, like where, you know, like we have worn all our nekudot, right? We have like our kamatzes and shvaz and things like that, but originally those things came much later. They came, I think, around the 10th century. They wrote all those dots and dashes so you know how to read the Pesukim. There were the Bali Masorah, the Masorahim who applied that. He says, so the main list of the questions like this. How can you say that Unklus wrote the Targum when we say that Ezra was reading the Torah centuries earlier with the Targum? Is that's what the Pasuk says. It was in the Pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah, but as Ezra comes back and he's reading from the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, Shechachum v'chasru v'yistum. So it means that there was a Targum, and then people forgot it, and then Unklus, you know, based on Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, was able to, like, restore it. That's what it means. Okay, so let me just pause, because I've been reading a lot. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? What's up? Say again, repeat. Well, I notice when you say made it, I don't think that's exactly, I don't, no, let's slow the roll with this. You see, saying a little differently. Different Sfarim are written by different Nevi'im. What do you mean? They not actually, but still, I'm saying, I think it's like Yehoshua wrote his Sefer, and then I think Shmuel wrote Shoftim together with his own Sefer. And then Sefer Malachim, I think it was Chizkiyahu, the Gemara goes in Baba Batra. So, you mean when they decide, so what's the question? So, I don't know what year it was. I can't say what year. It's the sugya in the first parak in Baba Batra. So I have to go over the sugya. It says about who wrote each Sefer or whatever.
What?
Okay, well, what do you want to say, Aaron Moshe?
When did they come out with Shtayim Mishneh V'Echad Targum?
Shtayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Well, the Gemara mentions it. I don't know when they came up with that.
When did it come out? That's what I'm saying. Which Targum?
I don't know. Okay, all right. Now the Gemara says, let's take a look. We're around 8 lines above where it gets medium wide. So the Gemara says, "My Shnat Daraita Low Is Dazor." How come Eretz Yisrael didn't shake when the original Targum was written, like didn't shake? He says, "Well, the Nevi'im is Zazah." But from when the Nevi'im, when Yonatan ben Uzziel wrote the Targum of Nevi'im, so the whole earth shook. The Gemara says the right to Mefarsh of Milta. The Pesukim, the Torah, like you can understand the Pesukim. People understood the Pesukim. The Nevi'ah, you can move the Mefarsh and you can move the Mesafim. But in the Nevi'im, there are some Pesukim that are clear, but then there are other Pesukim that are totally, we don't know without the Hezber what they're talking about. And he gives an example. The Ketiv, it says in Zechariah, so this is talking about, the Navi Zechariah is talking about, you know, there's going to be Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. So Zechariah is foretelling a time when Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. He'll be killed in Melchemet Gog u'Magog. And so now he's describing the Hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. So the Ketiv Yamahu, on that day, Yigdal HaMisbeid Yerushalayim, the Misbeid, the eulogy will be so great in Yerushalayim, Misbeid Hadad Rimon Begat Megiddo, like the Hesped of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. So we don't know what's Hadad Rimon Begat Megiddo. Yamar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef and Rabbi Leibowitz were saying this as well, Rav Yosef was blind, and as Rashi mentioned about this, he says, where's Rashi, 1 second. Yeah, so he says, "V'amar of Yosef, the Malay Targum of the High Torah were not for the Targum, the Aramaic translation of that pasuk. I wouldn't understand what the pasuk means. So what does it mean? Yomahahu on that day, Yiskei Mispedei Yerushalayim. There'll be a big hesped in Yerushalayim. To Mispedat the Achabar Amri, the Kaltal Yitei Hadav Rimon Ben Tavimon the Ramot Gilad." The Pasuk is referring to two Hespedim. One is a Hespedim for Achav, who was a big Rasha, and he was killed by Hadad Rimon ben Tavimon in Ramot Gilad. That's one. Uchmispedadi Yoshia ben Amon, and like the Hespedim for Yoshia Melech, the Ketalite Paro Chagira. Paro Chagira is Paro the Lame, it's Paro Necho. You know, we mentioned him, if you remember, in Tanis. We just had him maybe 10 days ago in Masechet Tanit. You remember where we said that Yoshiao, that the Paro wanted to go through his country, and Yoshiao opposed him. He says, like, based on the Pesukim in the Bracha, he thought, you know, B'cherev lo tabur ba'artzachem, that a sword won't pass through your country. So even if it's a peaceful sword, but he wasn't Ra'ui. In other words, his generation wasn't Ra'ui for that bracha. So he opposed him. And remember, he didn't consult with Yirmiyahu. And then the archers shot him full of arrows, and then he died. So he says, the katayate paro chagira b'begat megiddo, that paro chagira, paro the lame, paro necho, killed him, or means on his orders, I saw in the Masechta that he actually shot the arrows, b'begat megiddo. All right, so that's why that targum was very special. Okay, now, the first medium wide line. Now, the Gemara quotes a pasuk down from the Ketuvim. Ra'iti ani Daniel levadi amara. So Daniel says, I saw the vision. There's a vision he has. He says, v'ana shim asher yumi lor'ud amara. The people were with me, and the Gemara is going to spend the people with him were Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. He didn't see the vision. He says, Aval Charagdad Dula Naflalihim, but a tremendous, you know, trembling overtook them. He says, Vayivrchu Behei Chaveh, and they fled and hid. So he says, so the Gemara says, Maninu Anashim, who are these people who are with Daniel? So he says, Amar Rabbi Yirmi Vitamer of Rebbechi Baraba, Ze Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. The Navim, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the last Navim. So the Gemara says, Inu Adifi Minei, they, in a certain fashion, were on a higher level than Daniel. But he, Daniel, in a certain fashion, was on a higher level than they. He says, Inhu adife minei, they were on a higher level than him. To inhu nevi'ei, but you love Navi. But they were Nevi'im, and he wasn't a Navi. Now, Daniel was a Navi, but if you look in Rashi, let's look at Rashi. It says, to inhu nevi'ei, it's meant wind way down the narrow columns. Shinabu Yisrael b'shlichotosho shel makom, was the Kaddish Baruch who gave him a shlichot. Go and give Nevu'ah to the Jewish people. He, Daniel, never got a tzava from Hashem to give Nevuah to call Israel. And Rabbi Packer was saying to me, like, Daniel's in Sefer Ketuvim. That was, but Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi is in the Nevi'im. So that's why that's what it means. He was a Navi, but he didn't have a Navi. He wasn't with a shlichus from Hashem to call Israel. Then back in the Gemara, he says on the first very white line, He, on the other hand, Daniel was on a higher level than them. To you, Chaz, because you see, he saw the vision. This vision, he says, I think if somebody was Lavusha Badim and so forth, he says, the inner Lochaz, but they didn't see that vision. So the Gemara says, if they didn't see the vision, my Tama Iba Ifu, how come they're so scared? So the Gemara says, even though they didn't see the vision, their mazal means their malach did see the vision. Everybody has a malach, so the malach saw the vision. He says, I'm Ravina. So Ravina says, if a person is seized by fear, and he doesn't know why, so even though he hasn't seen anything, the person, mazal lechaze. In other words, it could be his mazal. Everybody has a mazal. And Rashi says the mazal here is mazalayu sar shokol dam lamala. Everybody has a heavenly mala, like in Shemayim. So his mazal saw it. So third white line, my takate. So what's his takana if he sees by fear and he doesn't know what the reason is and his mazal saw something? So the Gemara says, Likri Kriyat Shema. He should recite Shema. And if he's in a schmutzy place where he's not allowed to say the words of the Torah, he should jump from his place, Arba Amot, and then he'll be able to say Shema. And if he can't do that, he should say like this, the goat in the butcher's slaughterhouse is fatter than me. In other words, it's better. There was like he's talking to, he's afraid like the Shadim are after him, or forces, the spiritual forces are after him. He said, like, go pick on the goat over in the slaughterhouse. He's a good goat. Go after him. Stay away from me. Okay, time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Who's got anything to say on any of this? Anything from the live people? Okay, from the Zoom people? Okay, I'm going to move on. All right, so let's see back in the room. All right, well, on the fourth, and by the way, Fern asked me last night, Fern, are you there? I see you there, Fern.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
So I spoke to Rav Schechter today about that, the heke she had about Niz Karim V'Nasim yesterday. So he said that heke, he says when it comes, I have a Gemara for you, Michael. Anyway, it says that when we said that the Kfarim can be mocked in Liyoma Knisa, that's just an option. In other words, everybody can read on the 14th and 15th, but the Kfarim have the option to or in the alternative, to read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. So he said that Hekesh only relates to the 14th and 15th. In other words, only for the days of Chiyuv, not the optional days. That's for the Hekesh. That fits in. So that's it. And I went over, I said to him, so if it's on the 13th, they'll be fasting Tanis Esther. So he said, with the Tanis Esther, he said, he was saying that the way we pass in the halacha, we paskin not like our Mishnah. We paskin like the other Lashon, that after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, that we only read it on the 14th and the 15th. So if you were reading on the 13th or the 11th, 12th, and 13th, that would have been during the time of Beis HaMikdash. So I don't think it's so clear that they had a Tanis Esther during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if they had a Tanis Esther at that point in time. Now, there was another question that came up also when I asked them, what was the other question you asked, Fern? Some other question you asked me. You remember what it was?
You got two of them there. You got the Tanis Esther and the Yitzkarim.
Right. It had to do about the other ketuvim, about laning the other Megillot. So he said that's just a minag. It was just a minag. And the fact that the Gra says to make a bracha, the Gra holds you're making a bracha on a minag.
So but he agrees with you that it wasn't a mitzvah for the other four. And
Okay, so let's go further now in the Gemara.
Thank you, you got all of them.
Okay, that's it, my Fern, I work for you. Okay, now let's take a look on the fourth white line. So now, if you remember, the point we were at before we went off on this tangent was about darshing the pasuk, medina medina ve'ir ve'ir, and the way we darshan that pasuk, the way Rashi understood it, the second wide line of Rashi on Beis Amad Beis, the chiluk lo ayri klal lahakimar kol year beir samuk lamedina shteik mota, that every year that's near the krach will have the din of the krach. And we said if it's not, we'll see like samuch beino nira or nira beino samuch, then it reads like the krach. All right. So now the Gemara says on the fourth wide line, now that you told me that pasuk is just for a drasha, so mishpacha, mishpacha, lamayata. So the Gemara says, medina of the year, but year, but year, and it says mishpacha, mishpacha. So what is mishpacha, mishpacha coming to teach me? I think so. You know, I don't know if you really want to get a chumash. I need a chumash out, yeah. You know, maybe he has it here. Thank you so much. I shouldn't have done. It's look. So Esther 9:28. Okay, yeah, that's right. So it's on page 1261 in the art scroll. With mishpacha, mishpacha, medina, b'year, b'year, b'year. Okay, so it mentions mishpacha, mishpacha, medina, medina, b'year, b'year. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so now that I'm darshing this pasuk, what does mishpacha, mishpacha come teach me? He says, mishpacha, mishpacha, mayata. So I'm Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, l'vi mishpachot kuna l'viya, shemabafle b'otan avayin l'shmol mikra megila. It's teach me that the mishpachot kuna l'viya means the you know, families of Kohanim or the Levitical families, they're mevatel the avoda. In other words, even though they're in the base of Mikdash on duty, at the time for Mikra Megillah, they drop everything and come to hear the Mikra Megillah. He says, the Amarav Yudam Arav, Kohanim ba'avoda tam, means the Kohanim, even though they're doing the avoda, the Levim beduchanam, and the VMR on the duchan on their platform, they're singing, he says, v'Yisrael b'mamadan, and we did the mamadot at the end of Tanit, so it means that there were certain the delegation of Jews of standing in the base of Mikdash near the Korban. Kulan mevatel avodatan. Everybody, they're mevatel their avoda. Uvayin l'shmol mikra megillah. They come to hear mikra megillah. Tani nami hafi. Konim avodatan. Levim beduchanam. Yisrobam amadan. Kulan mevatel avodatan. Uvayin l'shmol mikra megillah. Now, mikan samchu shel Beit Rebbe. Based on this, Beit Rebbe is the household of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So, Beit Rebbe, they would be studying Torah, and they would stop studying Torah to hear Mikra Megillah. There's a question that a number of Farshim have, and we'll go over, but they ask, you know, why isn't Mikra Megillah also Talmud Torah? In other words, they're studying Chidushim Reb Chaim, and then they're Mevatel, the Gemara calls them Mevatel to Mikra Megillah. But isn't Mikra Megillah also studying Torah? But Aniyah, assuming it is Mevatel Torah, so it says, so why? In other words, they deduce that from the halacha by being batal the avoda, kava komer the avoda. They're judging kava komer from the avoda. So for this kava komer, you have to assume, and the Gemara will analyze this, that the avoda is more important than Talmud Torah. Assume that for a minute. The avoda is more important than Talmud Torah. He says we're 5 lines to the bottom on Gimel and Aleph. Uma avoda shi chamura avoda, which is very chamur, very strict. It's an important halacha. So certainly Talmud Torah will be Mevatel. All right. Let me just do a little piece of Torah on this the topic that I mentioned. So the note of Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yaakov Landau, wonders why leaving the base Medrash to read the Megillah is called Bitul Torah, interruption of Torah study. Reading or listening to the Megillah is also a Talmud Torah, since the Megillah Esther is one of the Chafal Sfarim in Tanakh, and consequently it should be obvious that one may interrupt his studies to read the Megillah. So, in other words, we're saying you're Mevatel Torah to read the Megillah. But you're not Mevatel Torah. If you hear the Megillah, you're hearing the Divrei Torah. So in answer, the Rashash cites the Shulchan Aruch, who writes that after a person completes Torah Shabbatav in Mishnah, he should spend most of his time studying Talmud. The Beis Ephraim explains that if one is capable of studying a topic of Torah which requires a lot of mental exertion, for example, Gemara in his commentaries, and instead spends time studying less demanding topics, reading Tanakh, it is considered as though he wasted time from Torah study, since he's not using his intellect to its full potential. And I think Rav Leibowitz mentioned this today, and you know, Rav Simon has also mentioned, like, it's an idea. In other words, if I could learn Torah one level, let's say I could do a Chiddush Reb Chaim, and instead I'm reading Parsha sheets, so that could be, you know, Bifal Torah. In other words, if I do something less than what I'm capable of, that's Bifal Torah. This is therefore interrupting the Gemara lesson to read the Megillah is called Bifal Torah. It would be forbidden after the fact that the Megillah supersedes Talmud Torah. That's the first answer. Answer number two, Rav Shlomo Pluger answers that study of Tanakh is fulfillment of Talmud Torah only when it's studied for the sake of Talmud Torah. When one reads the Megillah and Purim for the sake of the Megillah, it's not considered Talmud Torah. So that's a different thing. In other words, sometimes you can read the Pesukim, but it's not meant for Torah, Talmud Torah. You're doing it for another mitzvah, so it doesn't count as Talmud Torah. He says, or answer number three, the Ruch HaShulchan answer is that time is wasted when a Rebbe interrupts his lesson to go hear the Megillah. In other words, the time in transit, that's the Bitul. So in other words, not, if you're right, to hear the Megillah isn't the Bitul, but to getting to the shul, going from the Beit HaMedrash to the Beit HaKnesset, and the Megillah is read, takes time. Someone is waiting for the Megillah reading to begin. Ron explains that rather than read the Megillah for the students in the base medrash where they studied, they would all travel to central base at Knesset because it is a special mitzvah for the Megillah to be read in a large crowd, Rova Mahatri Mela. Therefore, interrupting Torah lessons to hear the Megillah is considered Bikul Torah and would be forbidden if not for the fact that Mitzvah Megillah takes precedence over other mitzvahs. So the question is why is that Bikul Torah? So we gave three answers. Either it's learning on a lower level than where you're at, or the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, you know, in just Kriya, not in Talmud Torah. Or the Beetle is the transit. That's the Beetle. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, so five lines on the bottom. But Avoda Chamur mi Talmud Torah. So you mean that Avoda is more Chamur? Imagine like a line, like a hierarchy. So at the top we have Avoda, and underneath we have Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, "Avodah Chamur mi Talmud Torah." Now the Gemara is going to have a whole piece of Torah where it's going to tell the incident with Yehoshua at Yericho, and he's visited by the Malach. And the point is, the Malach is going to give him Musar for why he wasn't studying Torah, and he was also Mavatel the Korban Tamid Shalben Arbayim. But he gives him the Musar for not studying Torah, and what's Yotzei from it is that Talmud Torah seems to be more important than the Avoda. So that's going to you know, upend our Kavah Chomer. In other words, we're saying Avodah is more important than Talmud Torah. And from this, it's going to come out Talmud Torah is more important than the Avodah. Okay? So the Gemara says, Avodah Chamur mi Talmud Torah v'haktiv. But he be out Yoshua b'Yericho. When Yoshua was at Yericho, remember when they crossed the Yarden, so the first place they attack is they stay in Gilgal and then they attack Yericho. But he's staying at Vayar. And is Chaboshu Fabiado. He sees a person with a sword that's been, you know, unsheathed. And he says, Vaishtachu. And then he bows down. He, Yoshua, bows down. It's a Malach. He bows down to the Malach. So the Gemara says, Vahechi Abedhaki. So the Gemara, before he gets to where he wants to go, how does the Yoshua bow down to this image? But I'm a Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Shalom lechaber b'layla. Person shouldn't even say the word shalom at night to his friend. Because we're afraid that what he thinks is a friend is really the shade, and he shouldn't use the Shem Hashem to greet the shade. He says, so here, Yoshua, he shouldn't have bowed. We think bowing down is worse than saying shalom. So he says here, so Shani Hatam, the Gemara says it's different by Yoshua. The Amarle, because this image said to him, Kani Sar Tzva Hashem. He identifies, I'm from the, you know, God's army. The Dimlashak, right? Maybe he's lying. So Gemiri, we have Nesora, Dlomafti Shem Shemayim Levatala. In other words, that Shadim aren't mostly Shem Shemayim Levatala. So if he hears an image that says, Ani Saratzva Hashem, so maybe that's MS. So now we get to the point. The Malach says to Yoshua, Amar lo, Emesh Bitalatam Tzami Shobin Arbayim. This past afternoon, but you were at war with Yericho. And then you were mivatel the korban tamid shalben arbayim. He says, "V'achav." And now you're back home from the day at the war, so to speak. We say the war with Yericho is just constitutes going around. They would go around the wall once each day with the shofar. That's what they would do. He says, "V'achav." And now it's nighttime. You tell them talmud Torah. You mivatel Torah at night, and we discussed already at the Siyum. You know, studying Torah at night is even more important than during the day. But now you don't even have the tour that you were at war. So it's bad news. So Amar lo, the Yeshua says back to the Malach, Elisa min Batel. Well, which one are you coming to discuss with me? What do we got doing? So he says, Amarlo Atabati, I'm coming to discuss the incident which is right now, which is your Mevatel Torah. That's what I'm concerned about, Talmud Torah. So he says, Miyad, so immediately, now here, this, the Gemara quotes Pasuk, it's not really Pasuk, it's complaining two different Pesukim. It says, Vayalim Yoshua Balayla Hup Tocha Enek. So if you look in the last post, he says, sometimes will, you know, meld sukim together and edit them. So he says, but it means that these sukim that he quotes now are dealing when Yoshua was going to war with Ai. After they conquered Yericho, then the next town they go to conquer is Ai. So if you see, the first pasuk was Yoshua Perakhei, that's by Yericho, and the next pasuk or pasukim are in Perakhei, which is when he's going to the war with Ai. So, but it means that he gave Musar for not studying Torah, and Yoshua was mitaking that right away. And so when he went to the next war, he was studying Torah. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, turn page on Gimel and Beis top line. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lamed Shalan Ba'om Kishal Halacha. That means he was delving into the depths of Halacha. But I'm Rabbi Shul Bar Unya. So the point being, though, that apparently since he gave Musar for the learning and not for the Tamar Shel Ben Arba'im, the learning is important, more important than the Avoda. But I'm Rabbi Shul Bar Unya Gedol Tamar Torah Yotemir Kuvat Midin. Rav Unya says explicitly that Talmud Torah is more important than offering the tefillin. Shnemar Tabati. So that's a kasha. So how is it that we had that? So Beit Rebbe in the household of Rebbe, they relied on this Kavah Chomer to Mivatel Talmud Torah to hear Mikra Megillah. He said, if the Avoda you're Mivatel for Mikra Megillah, and the Avoda we said was based on Mishpacha that Mivatel. So certainly Talmud Torah, but it doesn't sound that way. So the Gemara says, "Lo kashim, not a problem." Had the rabbim had the yachid, meaning when we said Talmud Torah is more important than the avoda, it means the Talmud Torah, the rabbim, it means Talmud Torah of all Klal Israel, that's more important than the avoda. He says, but the yachid, it was just some yachidim, so the Mikra Megillah has more importance over that. So the Gemara says, "With the yachid kal, so you mean the learning of an individual is less important than the avoda." Or and you have to move back to it for Mikra Megillah, but it's not. Now we learn a Mishnah Moed Katan, which is the next Masechta in Daf Yomi, which we'll have in another month, and this Mishnah will have in 2 months. It's Moed Katan of Kafet. This is Vatran. Now it's talking about if you have a Levaya on Chol Moed, so on Yantiv, so there's no Avelis on Yantiv and even Chol Moed, but there are certainly who game you do at the Levaya. Vatran Nashim B'Moed Ma'anot. The women on Chol HaMoed, I wish you could turn that off. There are the women on Chol HaMoed, they recite these dirges. He says, Avolo Matapo, but they don't like beat their chests. Rabbi Shmuel Meir, I mean, you smooch the meat, but Rabbi Shmuel says if they're near the beer, B-I-E-R, Matapo, then they would beat their chests, according to Rabbi Shmuel. But here's the key. Rosh Chod Hashem, if it's Rosh Chodesh, nothing to do with Chol HaMoed anymore. If it's Rosh Chodesh, Bechanaka uva Purim, and that's more interesting, especially Purim. Ma'anodu mitapchot b'zeh b'zeh. He said that then they would, let's say, let's focus on Purim. They would say the dirges. They would beat their chest. Avalo mekonanod. They wouldn't be mekonain. And Rashi says in the Gemara, but he explains that konanod is what one woman speaks and the other respond to her. But Amar Rabba Bar Huna, ein moed b'fnei tam and chacham. So Rav Bar Huna says that there's no moed when it comes to a Taman Chacham. In other words, if a Taman Chacham is passing away, so everything gets pushed away on Kol HaMoed, and certainly on Chanukah and Purim it gets pushed away as well. So let's go slowly with this. So it means if a Taman Chacham passes away on Purim, so you know, all bets are off. You do the Hesbatim, you do everything on Purim. Now it means that we think the Hesbatim, so it either means the Hesbatim will take priority over Mikra Megillah, or the way Tosos learns, Tosos, to Mutar Laspidam, Tosfos learns that even though you'll give the hesped, you won't even be able to hear the Megillah reading. That's the way Tosfos is learning. So either that you can do the hesped that has priority over the Megillah reading first, or you'll miss it completely, but you'll do the hesped. Just one second. Alma Talmud Torah Chamor Mikra Megillah. So now it comes out, so Talmud Torah is more important than Mikra Megillah. So that's a yachid, that's an individual. So we said Talmud Torah the Rabbim, particularly Mikra Megillah, but not the of a yachid. But now we see from this halacha that the giving the kavod for the Talmud Chacham passed away, that pushed away the Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, "Ah, quote Torah Kamar, you come back the kavod when you give the Torah, quote Torah the yachid Chamor, you're right. The quote Torah for the individual, that is more Chamor. Talmud Torah the yachid Kal, but the learning of an individual is Kal, and we pushed away. Okay, so now it comes out then, so now we're good so far. So we said that the Mvatel Yavoda to your Mikra Megillah, you stop the Yavoda to your Mikra Megillah, and so Beit Rebbe, the Mvatel are learning to your Mikra Megillah. We're good on those two lakot so far. Let me just pause. Who's had questions, comments to us, anything to say so far? Okay, Rafi, and then anybody else too. Right. Yeah. So wait, can I answer one question? So I would assume it means like this, that you're right, with the avodah of the base of Mikdash would be the Korban Tamid Shel Boker, would be the Korban Tamid you're focused on. That would be the avodah. The avodah is during the day, not at night. And even the one at night, we'll come to see in tomorrow's daf, or one son. Yeah. So in tomorrow's daf, we'll come to see that, so I told you that the Turi Evan says the one at night is Durabanan, and the one during the day is Bidibri Ketuvim. So I assume it means like this, that the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, they bring the Korban Tamid right at Nates. So I assume, I don't know, if they're reading the Megillah in the Shul, right at Nates, so then they'll stop everything and do the Avodah later on. Or whatever, or more likely, they bring the Korban Tamid at Nates, and then right after they go hear Mikra Megillah. But even though there are other Korbanot that need to be brought that day, they're going to be, you know, on the back burner. That's all I could say. That's the one I'm thinking. Oh, okay, what's question number two? It's true, but again, we'll see tomorrow that the one during the day is the more important for you. That's me different too, but it's back they did at night, but that doesn't, the morning is a different mitzvah. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Anybody in the Zoom world? Okay. Let's see. What's up, Ron Moshe?
No, I was just going to say, I mentioned that the Malbim said that the Mashiach was going to come 1929, but 1929 was the year of the stock market crash. That was the year the whole world went into world went into tremendous poverty.
Yeah. I don't know if it was 29 or 28, but it was somewhere around there, he said, somewhere in the 1920s. But all right, I hear. Okay. All right, let me see. Okay, let's go further. Now, so he says, okay, so we're around 10 lines down. I'm Gimel Beis. Everybody with me? So I'm a Rava, chiefly. Rava says it's clear to me. Avodah Mikra Megillah, as between the Avodah and Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Agad. Mikra Megillah trumps the Avodah. That we got. That's the water under the bridge. So we said it's just the Talmud Torah V'Yachid. That's what we said. We're only talking about the Avodah and Mikra Megillah. We didn't talk about the Talmud Torah right now. But we didn't get to the Talmud Torah. Now, means Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, based on Rabbi Yossi Chanina says. Now's the time. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah Adif, means the Sam Chush of Beit Rebbe. Since Beit Rebbe relied on the Kabbal Chomer, so it means Yechidim, so the Mikra Megillah has priority. Now, Talmud Torah Umei Mitzvah. Now, he's moving to a different area. I have the choice between Talmud Torah and Meit Mitzvah. Meit Mitzvah is when you have somebody who died and there's nobody to bury it. Meit Mitzvah Adif. Meit Mitzvah has priority over Talmud Torah. Meit Tanya, since we learned the Braisa, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Lehotzat Meit, Lechnasat Kala. Mevatlin Talmud Torah to bury a person. And means Lav Dafka Meit Mitzvah, Lehotzat Meit, Lechnasat Kala. Now, Avoda Meit Mitzvah. Now, as between the Avodah and the Meit Mitzvah Adif, Meit Mitzvah trumps the Avodah. He says, Mi Ula'achoto, from the word La'achoto. Now, let me say this is a little slightly complicated, but not that complicated. So if you write in Parshas Naso, it talks about the Nazir. The Nazir is not allowed to be metame to anybody, even to his close family relatives. He can't be metame. So the Pasuk says, let me get the Pasuk. It says, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. You can't come close to a dead person. It says, La Viv Ulimo, La Chiv Uliakoto, Lo Yitam Alam Lotam. So he can't be metame to anybody. And then it says, for his mother, for his Laviv Limo, Lakil Lakoto, for his mother, his father, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, he can't be metame. Each one of those terms is superfluous. If I tell you, you can't be metame to anybody, so they're already included in anybody, in anybody. So the Gemara has a drasha from each one of those terms. Now, the first three drashas, which are Laviv Limo and La'achiv, so there the Gemara darshans it out, a drasha concerning the Nazir, and a Nazir who's a Kohen, and then a Nazir who's a Kohen Gadol. We'll see the drashas in a minute. Now, with the last term, it's a little tricky because Rashi here and in Zvachim learns one way, and Rashi elsewhere learns a different way. But Rashi here takes it that La'akoto is teaching me a din, not by a Nazir and not by a Kohen, but just by a regular Jew. So we'll see. In other words, sometimes if you have an extra term, sometimes the Gemara will have a limud that doesn't relate, you know, specifically to the thing you're speaking about. So let's see back in the Gemara. This is Miu La'akoto. He says, the Tani, we learned the Braisa. He says, Ula achoto matam lomar hareishe aholech l'shchoda pischov l'mulav beno. Let me see which one I'm going to do this with this. You know what? Let me do the Rashi first, and then I'll come back to this. Okay, let's do the Rashi, the second error line of Rashi. Ula achoto matam lomar. Everybody with me? He says gavi nazir tivon epshmei lo yavo. Concerning the nazir, says you shouldn't come close to a dead body. Says everybody, and afterwards has like extra words. In the sifre, which is the medrash on sefer bamidbar and the barim, the darshan says, so means that this is talking about a nazir. So a nazir can't be mitame to a dead body. But if there's a mate mitzvah, then he will be mitame. That's from Laviv. But that extra term teaching me from mate mitzvah mitame. Li'imo matoma lomar. What do I mean, li'imo? Shemi a kohen v'nazir. In other words, let's say he's not just a nazir, but he's also a kohen on top of the nazir. So he's got, you know, he's surim from both ends. He says, afapi shekadosh tek dusho, li'imo lo yitamo. So he can't be mitame to his mother because he's a nazir. The kohen hadil could be mitame to the mother. Aval mitame to the mate mitzvah. But he could be mitame to a mate mitzvah, which means he should be mitame to a mate mitzvah. La'achiv, to term number three, la'achiv, shimaya kohen gadol v'nazir. Let's say now he's the kohen gadol, and he's a nazir. So the nazir is not allowed to mitame anybody, and the kohen gadol is not allowed to mitame to anybody. He says, la'achiv lo yitama, so he shouldn't be mitame for his brother, but mitame hu l'mate mitzvah. Da'al korcha ku l'miyute mate mitzvah atum. They're all coming to teach me a lach about mate mitzvah. Hilchakim inu inin lo. So if it's not a halakha that pertains specifically to the nazir, so it will apply to like associated halakha. And if it doesn't relate to anything like to the nazir or to the kohen gadol, so we'll see him back in the Gemara in a minute. Okay, let's do back in the Gemara and we'll talk. Okay, so he says. Okay, we're up to the words Mila Achoto. He says, Avodah Meit Mitzvah Meit Mitzvah Adiv, Mila Achoto. The Tanya, Ula Achoto, Matam Lomar. Why does the Torah teach me the term La Achoto? And we covered that already. So again, there's a question how to understand this case. One is, are we talking about a Nazir or are we talking about just a plague of persons? Rashi learns the plain Jew is going to Shech this Pesach Mol Beno. So in one place, Rashi says he's doing both. In other words, he wants to give a bris milah to his son so that he could bring the Korban Pesach. Because if everybody in the household is not gemalt, so you can't bring the Korban Pesach. Or it means he's going to shech Korban Pesach or give a bris milah to his son. That would be the other way to learn the sugya. He says, now, both of those are mitzvah that have a din and karet. So those are kashra mitzvahs. The Shema Shemait Lomait. And then he hears somebody has died. I might think, but go to this Levaya. Amit lo yitama. So it says, no, he doesn't have to. It means that he'll give priority to the Korban Pesach and giving bris milah to his son, because those who are mitzvah say they have a chiyuv kari. Yechok shem shen metamin la'achoto, I might think, just like he'll not be metami to his sister under these circumstances, kachinu metamin la'meit mitzvah, so too is a meit mitzvah, he should not be metami. So he's on his way. You know, the bris is going to be Yerushalayim, and he's going to bring the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and then he sees a meit mitzvah 1,000 feet away. So he says, Tamalomo la'achoto. So la'achoto is teaching me that he's metami la'meit mitzvah. La'achoto zayin metami. He's not metami for his sister, but metami for the mitzvah. So he's metami for the mitzvah. So Mela, it comes out then that, so avoda and meit mitzvah. So from important Pesach is a type of avoda, and meit mitzvah trumps the avoda, because he's going to do the meit mitzvah, he won't be able to be in Korban Pesach. So meit mitzvah trumps the avoda. Okay? All right, I only have 30 seconds for questions, and I got to go. Any questions in the Zoom world or elsewhere? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, so around 10 lines of break into wide and Gimel Beis. So by Rava, Mikra Megillah meit mitzvah. Now, what about, now this is getting tricky now. Meit mitzvah seems to trump just about everything. So now what about Mikra Megillah meit mitzvah? Which one is more important? So Mikra Megillah adif mishum persumei nisa. Do I say that Mikra Megillah has a mitzvah persumei nisa, and that trumps everything? Or maybe a mitzvah trumps it, quota briot is more important. Well, so Bakr the Bayahadar Pashta, after he posed the question, he Rava was able to answer the question. Mate mitzvah adi. Mate mitzvah trumps Mikra Megillah. So Mikra Megillah trumps everything except Tamat Torah Darabim and Mate mitzvah. He says, the Amar Mar, the Dol quota briot, Shdokhalo Tasash Torah. Because we've seen that, we have a memory that Torah Briot, the maintenance of Torah Briot, is very great. Stoka Lotasa Shabbat Torah. So Rashi's what Lotasa? Let's look at Rashi. Lotasa, what? Well, let's look at Rashi. What did you say, Shabbos?
Chinese.
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, that's in the Sugya and Bracho, but that's not the one that Rashi brings down over here. I know you, the Gemara says over there it says, in Hashem, you don't give kavod to the Rav. Is that what you're talking about? But the Nigmar segues into the topic, and some. But anyway, No. So if it's Rebbe wearing shatnez, you're supposed to walk through the Bishuk. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's look at Rashi over here. So Rashi says, "Lota said the lo tuchal hitalein." It says that if you see the lost object of your friend, you have to return it. Lo tuchal hitalein. You can't hide your eyes from it. And if you have a chiv to go forward, he says, "Uchiv etalamta." But then the pasuk says, "Etalamta mehem." It says, like if you see it, "Etalamta mehem." So chazal darshana pamim shetam etalein. Sometimes you are allowed to ignore it. You go and zakein ve'el chiv kodesh. In other words, let's say is a little doll, and I'm the gadol ador. So do I have to return the little doll, you know, to the owner or something like that? It's like Zakein made a little pikavoto. So sometimes he could be mitalim. So he says here, so she quota briot is doka lo tasash tor. So quota briot is doka the mitzvah shev tshibain. So similarly, quota briot here is the mitzvah is doka. So with doka even lo tasash, the Gemara takes it badai. It's doka even the essay. And that's the way that goes. So the main mitzvah is doka the mikra megillah. Okay, so I'm going to do the next piece of Gemara, and then I'm going to wrap it up. Okay, so gufa, this is back to our our topic. So we proved that mikra megillah trumps everything except for tamat Torah d'rabim and main mitzvah. Okay. So as between Talmud Torah and Rabbim, we had that as well. So we had Talmud Torah made mitzvah added. The mitzvah trumps Talmud Torah. I assume it would trump even Talmud Torah and Rabbim. Okay, let's see back on the wire. So again, 8 lines above where it goes. Gufa, Amr Shubin Levi, Prach of Simach Lovachol, and Nirimo, and you don't think Prach. So we said that Prach are the walled cities that read on the 15th day of Adar. So what's included in the walled city? So the walled city, everything in the wall is certainly included. The Chol HaSamuchlo, everything that's near the walled city, Nira Imo, and the way the article said it means that I could see this location from the walled city. So he says Nidyon Kikrach. So Tana to a Braisa Samuch Apishino Nira. If something is near the walled city, even though you can't see it from the walled city, that's included in the 15th. Nira, or it could be seen Apishino Samuch, even though it's not close. So the verse says Bishlema Nira Apishino Samuch, that it's seen even though it's not nearby. Mashkachlo Kon Diakav Rosh Shahar. Let's say this village, or whatever, is at the top of a mountain. So I could see it from the walled city. So that's included in the 15th day of Adar. But if it's close by, even though I can't see it, what's that case? We don't know what the case is. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Shushet Benachal. It means, let's say, I have a little village that's in like a ravine, and the city is, you know, here, and from the city you can't see because it's in the hole. So that's also included. Okay, that's one halakha. But I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. So here's my flow between Rashi and the Mefarshim. The way Rashi understands that this halacha has to do with Bate Rechoma. If you remember, in Parshat Bahar, it teaches our dinim that the Sadeh, the fields, go back to the original owners of the Obel. But an exception to that is Bate Rechoma, homes that are sold in a walled city. So if a house is sold in a walled city, the seller has 12 months to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it in 12 months, kiss it goodbye, it doesn't go back in the Yovel. But it has to be a walled city. So Rashi learns that this is a din and that. And then some want to say it relates also to Megillah, but we'll learn the way Rashi has. If the area was settled and then surrounded by a wall, you don't get far. So even though it has the wall, it's still considered to be a kfar, not considered Batei Rechoma. My Talmud, the Ishkim Kor Beit Moshav Yerchoma, he says if a person sells Beit Moshav, it means the way they had in the Masivta, Moshav's got a patach on the shin, means a Beit Moshav of an Yerchoma. It means a settled house in a walled city. He says Shehukap Ulbasof Yeshav, meaning that this first there was a walled city and then you built a house there, Losh Yeshav Ulbasof Kap. Not that you build a house and then it gets walled over later on. Okay, now. But I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says, and this is also a difficult line in the Gemara. Krach she'ein b'wasar batlanim nidon kikfar. So one way to understand this would be that even though it uses the term krach here, it doesn't mean literally krach. It means like a regular ear, like in other words, like a regular city, not the krach. Or the other way to say it does mean the krach as well. We'll see in a minute. If it doesn't have 10 batlan, it means 10 people who stay out in the shul all the time, make sure there's a minion there, so that's a din of a kfar. It means that I could lane on the Yom HaKnisa. So one way to say it's not talking about the walled city at all, and so it means the year, but if it doesn't have 10 people sitting in the shul the whole day, so it has a din of a kfar, and they can also read it on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. Or the other pshat you could say, it is talking about the walled city, and it would be a bit chiddush, and even in the walled city, if they don't have 10 batlanim, they also have the option of laning on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. So there was originally teaching, I already know this from the Mishnah later on, which is Dafyomi for Friday. Ezohi Ir Gedola. What's an ear gedola? Why don't you take a gemara without having gemara and say, no, please, there's a gemara right over there. Take it quickly. So, right in the corner, there's a gemara. You see the gemara near the... Right, no, right there. That one, right there. Okay, perfect. Okay, it's Megillah, page 4, 5 lines from the bottom. It says, Ezo here in gedola. What's a large city? Koshish basar batlanim. Half of me can raise the far. So it says, krach, it's 3-8. No, but the chiddush Rishon Levi is the krach, meaning either it's the walled city or... It's a big metropolis. Even though there are people coming from the belt, so there tends to be 10 people in the shul. This one's visiting from here, this one's visiting there, and the other place. But if it doesn't have regular 10 batlanim, it's nidon kikfar, to get far status. Okay, now, 4 lines from the bottom on Gimel Beis. Ba'amar b'shuvan Levi, krach shecharav, l'sof yashav, don't kikrach. If the krach was destroyed and then was resettled, which means that the walls were rebuilt, it's judged like a krach. We'll see in a minute. So my charav, what does it mean that was destroyed? Ilema karvu chomotav, if it means that the walls were destroyed, Yeshavim lo yeshav lo. So then he's saying that only if the walls are rebuilt, then it's judged like a prop. In other words, that's what you think he's saying. If they have a walled city, the walls came tumbling down, and then they're rebuilt, it's judged like a prop. Otherwise not. But Tani, Reb Lezer bar Yisrael, Shalom Choma, Tudriosi says, and this is talking about the Abate Rechoma, it says, Ashalom Choma, but it's called Lamed Vav Aleph. So low with an Aleph means doesn't have a wall. Low with a Vav means does have a wall. And here you have a drash with Lamed Vav Aleph. You know, the Torah Tamima says, usually we're not mafkid on words that are Malay and Chasir, at least for you, Elliot, in the Torah. In other words, in terms of Kashrus. But when there's a drasha, then we are mafkid. So if you have a Sefer Torah, and it spells with Lamed Vav or Lamed Aleph, it's not kosher for this. It says, so it means, even though it doesn't have now, but it had before, it's still cracked. So it means that if it lost the Asara Batlanim and then it got it back, so it's restored to its original status with the Asara Batlanim. Now it's like the ear, or now it's like the crock, if it has the Asara Batlanim. Okay, I got to stop at this point in time. Okay, please forgive me. It's nice
to
meet everybody
here. Is there a difference between an ear and a crock?
Yeah, we discussed that in the first mission. The ear reads the Megillah on the 14th, and then they're not Mukav Choma from the Yoshu Benun. The crock is walled from the time of Yoshu Benun. They read
another 15th. Then why does the Mishnah say that the crock is walled? In other words, if there were different definitions.
So we just learned that it means that it had a wall in time of Yoshu Benun. Even if it doesn't have a wall now, it's still crock. Right?
But then why would the Mishnah mention that? In other words, if the ear and the crock are different, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yericho,
so I don't know if there are any Jews living there, but I don't know. I mean, it's definitely Mukaf and Choma from the time of Yoshu Benun. I don't know. Okay, we'll see. In the Gemara is going to have some cities about that. Maybe it'll come up. Okay.